Communicating demand. Communicating demand is the second component of demand management. While clear internal communications are necessary and important, the real power of communicating demand is found when it is extended to supply chain partners. Supply chain managers can counteract supply chain demand variability, such as the bullwhip effect, by communicating demand effectively to all parties in the supply chain. On a basic level, this involves order processing. Order processing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the activities required to administratively process a customer's order and make it ready for shipment or production. From a collaborative demand management standpoint, this may involve producing and forwarding a sales order to the most efficient supply channel, such as an inventory storage location, authorizing the goods to be shipped, a production plant, authorizing production and specifying all information required by the master planner, what, how much, and when. The demand manager or another demand-side professional may also send a copy of the sales order to the customer to communicate the terms and conditions of the sale. In this way, demand management serves as an intermediary between the customer and production planning. Organizations can use information-sharing tools such as collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, to find a balance between the desire for centralized supply chain planning to provide network integration and optimization and allowing each region to analyze its own market from a local perspective. Each regional partner can be encouraged to share this local expertise with a larger network. Communicating demand, both internally and externally, rests on the principles of effective communication shown in Exhibit 1-23. Exhibit 1-23. Principles of effective communication. Communicate soon. Communicating soon to minimize surprises is the principle that information communicated promptly is of far greater value than communications delayed for any reason. This is true for both good news and bad news, as well as for information that is still uncertain. This communications principle is easy to understand, but sometimes challenging to put into practice consistently. For example, a marketing person could delay communicating a sales promotion because the effect on demand is proving difficult to quantify. While this is a poor reason not to communicate the promotion, it is also a common example of how people rationalize communications delays. In this case, the promotion might be very successful, but the lack of planning for it would contribute to stockouts and the bullwhip effect in later periods. Developing a structure for communicating uncertainty is one mitigating technique for this situation. Communicating bad news is another example of a communication that would be more useful sooner rather than later, but is often delayed. For example, a salesperson may hope that poor sales will turn around or that a big customer will finally commit to an order. A forecast analyst may hope that an economic downturn will turn out to be only temporary. The tendency to delay bad news is compounded by a psychological tendency to blame the messenger of bad news, which makes people less likely to want to share it or fully disclose the extent of the issue. The negative effects of delaying bad news could include products that are built for which there is no demand and use of capacity that could have been devoted elsewhere. Developing a culture that rewards early sharing of good and bad news could improve demand communications significantly. Structure communications. Structuring communications to ensure that they occur means that communications cannot be taken for granted. In the prior example of the failure to communicate a sales promotion, a structured process for communicating uncertainty and estimates would have helped the marketing person to communicate sooner. A structured process must be more than just assuming that transactional data will be forwarded along by the organization's information systems. While data automation has freed an organization's professionals from spending all of their time on this level of communications, technology is no substitute for interpersonal relationship and consensus building. Person-to-person interaction is needed when setting priorities, explaining nuances, and resolving conflicts. Exhibit 1-24 illustrates some of the types of communications in the demand planning process that should be structured so they can be reliably repeated. Exhibit 1-24. Communications structure for communicating demand. The exhibit uses arrows to show the required two-way communications and interactions in the process. Starting with demand plan inputs, communications occur in both directions regarding inputs, including assumptions and uncertainties. Note that other inputs include demand influencing and prioritizing activities planned by the demand side of the organization. During the consensus review, a key communication step is to challenge and validate assumptions and to acknowledge uncertainties. The result of this process is a consensus demand plan that is integrated with finance plans and supply plans during the sales and operations planning process. Communications in the S and OP process of reconciling and synchronizing plans must be structured so that all parties consistently feel listened to and understand the rationale behind the consensus numbers. Communications can lead to greater buy-in and commitment to action that will be needed to realize the plans. An output of the S and OP process is that the supply side of the organization uses the consensus numbers to perform master scheduling and supply planning. Finally, monitoring performance and providing feedback is a communications process that links to demand influencing and prioritization activities, to master scheduling and supply planning, and to the S and OP process itself. One way to ensure that these communications occur and feedback is used to keep the plans realistic is to rely on a full-time demand manager. Demand manager. Demand manager is an organizational position that is responsible for gathering information on demand volume and timing by product, product family, and/or customer segment, performing analytical work on the data and the demand plan, building consensus on a demand plan, communicating demand information to and from the various stakeholders involved in input, planning, execution, monitoring, and revision of the demand plan. The demand manager may also play a lead role in the S and OP process, for example, by creating various scenarios of demand for supply and finance in an effort to tie the demand plan to the business goals. A best practice is to have this be a full-time position because of the importance and multifaceted nature of the responsibilities. A demand manager needs to have good communication skills and sufficient authority to be successful. This is because the position may be required to respectfully challenge managers on their inputs or gain commitments on demand creation efforts and promises to produce goods according to the consensus demand plan. The position is also required to gather feedback on the results of actions taken to forecast, create, influence, or manage and prioritize demand. The demand manager is responsible for ensuring that the feedback is used to change course, preferably while there is still time to positively influence a developing situation in the organization's favor. Exhibit 1-25 shows how a demand manager can serve as the primary facilitator of communications and feedback. Exhibit 1-25. Use of demand manager as communications focal point. The demand manager is at the center of communications because this position serves as an intermediary between supply and demand organizational areas. Note the three primary feedback and performance monitoring goals that are the responsibility of the demand manager. The demand manager is the recipient of feedback from the demand side of the organization regarding whether their demand influencing or prioritization efforts occurred as planned or produced less or more demand than was planned for. The demand manager consolidates and communicates this feedback to all relevant stakeholders. When actual demand varies from plan, the demand manager could request additional influencing or prioritization efforts or start the process of altering supply, demand, or financial plans as needed. When demand is less than was planned for, the demand manager informs the supply organization so that they can alter the supply plan to keep supply and demand as synchronized as is feasible given the costs to change ongoing operations. Note that key customers are listed in the graphic as one of the stakeholder groups with which demand managers may need to communicate. While sales and marketing may maintain all customer interactions at some organizations, demand managers are increasingly communicating the organization's supply and demand synchronization efforts with key customers and gathering information from them to better understand actual demand requirements. Focus communications. Being effective in communicating demand requires ensuring that the right individuals receive timely communications regarding changes in demand or the results of demand influencing and prioritizing activities. Information must be disseminated to fit the needs of the person receiving the information, such as providing demand data in dollars for finance, but in units for operations. Focusing communications also requires that each person receive just the information he or she needs to make an informed decision. Too little information can lead to an inability to decide on the best course of action. For example, if inputs to the demand plan consist of just a set of demand numbers without the supporting assumptions, risks, opportunities, and uncertainties, the process of synchronizing and reconciling differing estimates will amount to guesswork. Too much information can also hinder decision-making. If the demand data used in the demand consensus review meetings consists of multiple pages of detailed graphs and charts, it could result in key problems being hidden from discussion or an inability to get through the entire planning horizon. for example, all 18-plus months during the meeting. A key tool to help focus communications to fit the audience is to use dashboards, which are software presentations of key information from the organization's information systems. Dashboards can be tailored by each user to show just the key performance indicators and information useful to that person. The user can quickly determine when things are running smoothly and when exceptions require attention. For example, there may be two dashboards for a demand consensus review meeting, one in units and one in dollars, showing the financial results of the unit plan. The following elements are important to include in demand dashboards for demand consensus review: historical demand data for the past 3 months or more, with relevant key performance indicators and metrics for each month. Demand plan for the next 18 months or more. For each month, this shows the demand plan, actual requests for product, and, for comparison, the demand that is necessary to achieve the goals in the organization's business plan. Prior demand plan. Since plans are revised each month, the prior demand plan can be shown as a point of reference and reasons for significant changes can be discussed. Assumptions made in demand numbers and pricing assumptions. Plan branding, marketing, and sales promotions activities. Key risks, opportunities, economic trends, and competitor actions. Subtleties and uncertainties. Events and issues of note and decisions that were made. Exhibit 1-26 shows just the graphic portion of a dashboard for a demand plan in units. The exhibit illustrates how the revisions from the prior demand plan can be made obvious so that significant changes can be discussed. Note that to be complete, the dashboard would also need the other information listed in the prior bullets. This nuanced information is what enables decision-making regarding the true state of demand, plan feasibility, actions that need to be planned and executed to meet the plan and business objectives, and actions to keep supply and demand in sync. Exhibit 1-26. Example of a demand plan dashboard units.